ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hey everyone, Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 23, Beware of Japanese Monkeys. We're glad you're here with us for this lesson. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 22?
In the last lesson, we learned how to make suggestions and say, let's do verb. For example, 行きましょう,
which is, let's go. And in this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about your condition and say that something hurts. For example, my stomach hurts.
That's right. What's happening in the conversation?
Kaori, Taylor, and Masato are hiking at Mount Takao, a famous mountain located in the suburbs of Tokyo.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Taylor-san, 大丈夫ですか?
足が…痛いです。あ、あれは富士山ですか?
はい。あ、猿がいますね。テイラーさん、ダメですよ。危ないですよ。
大丈夫ですよ。痛い。
大丈夫ですか?
いたたたた。顔が痛いです。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
テイラーさん、大丈夫ですか?
足が痛いです。あ、あれは富士山ですか?
はい。キー、キー。あ、猿がいますね。テイラーさん、ダメですよ。危ないですよ。
大丈夫ですよ。
キキ
ー。痛い。
大丈夫ですか?
いたたたた。顔が痛いです。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
Taylor-san, 大丈夫ですか?
Taylor, are you alright?
足が痛いです。
My feet hurt.
あ、あれは富士山ですか?
Oh, is that Mount Fuji?
はい。
Yes.
あ、猿がいますね。
Oh, there are monkeys.
テイラーさん、ダメですよ。危ないですよ。
Taylor, no, it's dangerous.
大丈夫ですよ。
It's fine.
痛い。
Ow.
大丈夫ですか?
Are you alright?
痛たたた。顔が痛いです。
Ow, ow, ow. My face hurts.So in this dialogue, the three of them are hiking at Mount Takao.
いいですね。はい。How nice. By the way, Mount Takao is Takao-san in Japanese.
Right, Takao-san. Mount Takao, as we mentioned in the beginning of the lesson, is located right outside central Tokyo.
It's a very popular place for hiking.
Yes, it is. And even if you don't want to hike, there's a ropeway that goes all the way to the top, so you can use that and enjoy the views.
Have you ever been to Mount Takao, Jesse?
Actually, I haven't, but I would like to go since it's fairly close. How about you, Tomoyuki?
I haven't either, but I was just reading about it the other day, so I'd like to go someday.
Ah, yes, definitely. Okay, so as they were hiking, Taylor saw some wild monkeys.
Yes, actually, there are many wild monkeys around Mount Takao.
They can be dangerous if you get too close, though, so when Taylor tried to get near one, Kaori said,
Taylor-san, ダメですよ。
The part we want to focus on here is,ダメですよ。
the word ダメ。
ダメ means something like no or not allowed. The exact translation kind of depends on the situation. But basically, you use this to tell someone that something is not okay. In this case, Kaori used it to tell Taylor not to get close to the monkeys.
This is very common, so please remember it. ダメ。
Okay, and what else do we have?
痛い。
痛い。Now, this is technically an adjective that means painful. We use it to say that something hurts, as in, my leg hurts or my stomach hurts.
そうです。That's right.
And it's also used as an exclamation, like how we would say ouch or ow in English.
Taylor said 痛い after the monkey scratched him.
Yes, poor Taylor. That seems like it would really hurt.
Yeah.
So it's really common to hear 痛い.
After that, Taylor also said 痛たたた.
This is kind of a variation on 痛い, like ow, ow, ow.
Yes, you may also hear this one.
Okay, and with that, let's move on to the lesson focus.
Sounds good.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say that you have pain somewhere, as in my stomach hurts or my leg hurts.
We'll use the word we just learned, 痛い,
which, as you now know, means painful. Tomoyuki, can you give us our pattern?
Sure. It's part of the body, が痛いです.
Again, that's part of the body, が痛いです. And that means my part of the body hurts.
Right.
Usually, this means that you are talking about yourself, but it's not necessary to say 私は. You can simply say part of the body, が痛いです. That sounds more natural.
Good point.
Okay, let's go through some examples.
Okay, how about this? お腹が痛いです.
My stomach hurts. Let's break it down.
お腹が
stomach plus が
痛い
hurts
です.
One more time.
お腹が痛いです.
How about another one?
Oh, you hear this one a lot. 喉が痛いです.
My throat hurts, or I have a sore throat. Let's break it down.
喉が
throat plus が
痛い
hurts
です.
One more time.
喉が痛いです.
So, that's not so bad, right? It's mostly a matter of learning the vocabulary for the different parts of the body that you can use in this phrase.
That's right.
Let's take a look at the examples from the dialogue.
First, Taylor's feet hurt from hiking, so he says, 足が痛いです。
足が痛いです. My feet hurt. Let's break it down.
足が
foot or leg plus が
痛い
hurts
です.
Now, as you may have noticed, the word 足 means both leg and foot.
Yes, so it could be confusing.
Yes, you may need to point to which one you're talking about if you have to make yourself clear. So, can we hear the sentence again?
足が痛いです.
My feet hurt. Listeners, please repeat.
足が痛いです。
Okay, what was the other example?
Well, after Taylor got scratched in the face, he said, 顔が痛いです。
顔が痛いです。My face hurts. Let's break it down.
顔が
face plus が
痛い
hurts
です。
My face hurts. Listeners, please repeat.
顔が痛いです。
Okay, sounding good. Well, I think that's going to do it for this lesson.
Please practice making sentences in the comments.
We'll take a look at them for you. And don't forget to read the lesson notes as always.
Thanks for listening. ありがとうございます。
See you in the next lesson.
じゃあ、また。
テイラーさん。大丈夫ですか？
足が痛いです。あ、あれは富士山ですか？
はい。あ、猿がいますね。テイラーさん、ダメですよ。危ないですよ。
大丈夫ですよ。痛い。
大丈夫ですか？
いたたたた。顔が痛いです。